You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
None of this ever happened. None of it.
But ninjas will always put up a fight.
Come on! What a run!
I'm Sam Heifel from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, July 18th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from television and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Craig Robinson shared a scary experience on Instagram. The comedian was evacuated from his comedy show at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, when a man brandished a firearm. Quote, "I'm safe," Robinson said during an Instagram video. "It was wild. I was in the green room and they're like, everybody get out. It was a moment for sure," he said. Thankfully, no one was hurt during the event. RuPaul is mixing things up. After previously remixing the All-Star 7 format to remove eliminations and add a report card-style point system, RuPaul announced yet another change on Friday's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, the weekly lip-sync winner will not have the power to block one of their fellow competitors from receiving a legendary legend star the next week. That's right, All-Star 7 is hanging up the platinum plunger. John McClane just can't stay away from Nakatomi Plaza. Bruce Willis, who portrayed the iconic detective in Die Hard, returned to the famed high-rise building for the 34th anniversary of the film this month. The actor trekked to the top of the building, known as the Fox Plaza building, in the Century City neighborhood of Los Angeles with wife Emma Heming Willis, who shared the moment on Instagram. The iconic 1988 action thriller spawned multiple sequels, but as Willis told EW in 2007, the first one was always his favorite. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Rock climbing, high flying, and face planting. Oh my! There's lots of that and more on our number three pick, American Ninja Warrior. The NBC high adrenaline competition show has reached the semifinals, and these contestants are in it to win it. Win what exactly? A whole lot of cash. The fan favorites are back, like the Warped Wall, Salmon Ladder, and the Broken Bridge. Here's a preview from the episode.
The next cradle is 18 inches higher. Really need some power.
Yeah, a lot of power, a lot of up. Don't get ghosted by Ghost Town.
Gotta launch it. Oh! And the trickster is taken down by Ghost Town. We'll have to wait and see if that is far enough, fast enough to get him to Vegas. This run right here was made for TikTok. The hoodie flip, the banana, the reverse 360, and another flip on the back half. Come on, what a run.
As the great Elphaba once sang, it's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. Hit that buzzer and catch the new episode of American Ninja Warrior tonight at 8 on NBC. Trivia. It's trivia time. Better Call Saul, which we'll get to in just a minute, was renewed for its second season before the first one even aired. This feat has only been reached by a select group of shows. Which of the following shows also achieved this? The Summer I Turned Pretty, Dexter, or That 70s Show? Stick around for the answer. Number two. Snitches may get stitches, but cheaters get caught red-handed and humiliated on national television. Our number two pick is the series premiere of Caught in the Act, Unfaithful. If you love the drama and spontaneous nature of cheaters, you'll love this new VH1 reality series. Tammy Roman acts as a private eye and catches cheating partners in the act and exposes them for their wrongdoings. Emotions will be running high and some fighting words may be uttered. Truly, anything can happen. Here's a preview.
Do you know who that is?
That's my man.
It's almost like he has replaced you. I want to take both of them down.
This summer, VH1 Mondays continue to level up with the premiere of Caught in the Act, Unfaithful, where Tammy Roman helps suspicious partners find the truth.
Bitch been lying to me the whole time.
I've been there. I know.
And confront the lies.
You can ambush and take them down.
I ought to see you on camera with two people, bruh.
within one week.
Or you could team up.
We are beautiful, lovely women. We are hurting.
They'll move forward, together or apart.
I'm done. I'm over with.
When lovers stray.
Hold up, hold up. Everybody put this on pause.
Tammy, don't play.
We gonna get these answers today.
The couples could either stay together and work on their relationship or break up and leave each other for good. Their patience will be tested after their trust has already been broken. Watch the series premiere of Caught in the Act, Unfaithful, tonight at 9 on VH1. All right, don't go anywhere. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, true movie musical history was made. The film that made a case for excessive use of hairspray, swanky dance moves, and the city of Baltimore premiered 15 years ago on July 20th. That's right, it's the candy-colored masterpiece that is Hairspray. The movie that's based off of a musical that's based off of a movie became a box office hit due to Adam Shankman's directing and choreography, John Travolta's prosthetics, and a young Zac Efron's infectious smile and charisma. Gloom and doom looms over our number one pick, the new episode of Better Call Saul. R.I.P. Nacho, Howard, and now Lalo. What does that mean for those still standing? The next episode of Better Call Saul, titled Fun and Games, will delve into the aftermath in Albuquerque, which left Jimmy and Kim extremely rattled, and Gus injured, but rather victorious. Executive producer Gordon Smith doles out this tease.
The thing that comes to mind is that it's, you know, pretty, everybody picks themselves up, dusts themselves off, and starts all over.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. Better Call Saul's fifth-to-last episode airs tonight at 9 on AMC.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following shows was renewed for its second season before the first even aired? The Summer I Turned Pretty, Dexter, or That 70s Show? The answer is The Summer I Turned Pretty. But there is a That 70s Show spinoff coming to Netflix soon called That 90s Show, which follows the original cast of characters' kids. And the Dexter revival, Dexter New Blood, could be getting a second season renewal soon. And that is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow. So be sure to follow and subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Sam Heifel. Thanks for listening and have a great day. What to Watch is written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, hosted by Sam Heifel, produced by Ashley Boucher, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.